BFBS, the Forces Station, at Christmas, walking in the air.
I'm a fool, yeah, that's me. I'm making promises I can't keep. Told myself, stay till three. And if I see you, I got to leave. Ooh, but then you walk into that.
Such a catchy track, isn't it? And if you've been listening to BFBS over the past few months or so, it really won't be new to you. Hell Yeah there from Ella Eyre's new album, Everything in Time. You're listening to On a Mant on BFBS, where I am joined for the Christmas special, Walking in the Air, by the multi-award winning musician and just absolute icon, Ella Eyre. Now, Ella, it's been a long time in the making, hasn't it? Everything in Time, and it is finally out. How are you feeling now that it's been released?
It feels surreal, to be honest. You know, this has been a big build up. It's been a long time coming. You know, my first album was 10 years ago, and this hasn't taken 10 years to make this album, but so much has changed in terms of streaming and the landscape of the music industry. I'm also now independent. I've been putting a lot of my experience and creativity into that very different structure. So it's been challenging in different ways, but it's been really fun and I have really enjoyed it, and it's manic.
Yeah, what is that process like compared to sort of 10 years ago when you brought out Feline to now? Because obviously, like, social media played such a big part in releasing music. Has that been a hard thing to adjust to?
Yeah, it really has, to be honest. I when social media first came about, I was very happily on it. I really enjoyed being able to share with my fans in a new way and connect. But I don't think any artist was prepared for the growth and the time, you know, how quickly that was going to grow as well. And so, like, when algorithms started being a thing, it became a lot harder, because now it's an obligation as opposed to, you know, just the joy. And you have to post 4 or 5 times a week, and, you know, you don't always have something to say. And so, like, there's definitely challenging moments, but I think surrounding myself with a really supportive team, and also just being kind to myself in those moments. You know, I wrote a song on my album called Can't Get High on the Internet.
Yeah, that's my favourite, I think.
It's one of my favourites as well, because it's almost like my excuse when I disappear off the internet. I'm like, guys, you know this about me. Like, I don't live here, you know? So it's just a really fun, like, anthem. Like, you know, like, don't get mad if I disconnect. I don't mean no disrespect. I just can't get high on the internet. And I just... it's just how I feel quite a lot of the time.
Walking in the air. BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Don't get mad when I disconnect. I don't mean no disrespect. I just can't get high on the internet. No, I. Flight mode, I ain't gonna take a sec. Feed my soul, not break my neck. I just can't get high on the internet. No, I. My bad, my phone's off limits. Won't stop ringing, I need time. Went back to the old school living. So forgiving, give me life. No, I don't wanna talk if it's only in digital. Yeah, my door's on the latch, come visit. See my spirit. Them eyes. Girl, you're missing out. Yeah. Can't see nothing if you're looking down.
Look up.
Look around. That works for me. Yeah. Don't get mad when I disconnect. I don't mean no disrespect. I just can't get high on the internet. No, I. Flight mode, I ain't gonna take a sip. Feed my soul, not break my neck. I just can't get high on the internet. No, I wanna give more than a text, one-liner. I ain't tryna be a ghost. My head, my hands gone numb, and all my loving running low. You can try and hit me on my iPhone, but the picture's always better in my life, though. And when we get together, it's a vibe, though. Am I right, though? Am I right, though? Girl, you're missing out. Can't see nothing if you're looking down. Ow, look around. That works for me. Just can't get high on the internet, no, I. Flight mode, I ain't gonna take a sip. Feed my soul, not break my neck. I just can't get high on the internet, no, I.
I've been through the lows and the highs. No surprise that we hiding behind all the lights, yeah. But you wanna swipe to the left, to the right, like I ain't been there the whole time. Now you go around blaming me for going ghost, going D and D. I try connect like my girl EE. Life too short, life too sweet to waste the owner what your hands can't reach. Can't you see?
Girl, you're missing out. Yeah. Can't see nothing if you're looking down. Ow, look around. That works for me. Don't get mad when I disconnect. I don't mean no disrespect. I just can't get high on the internet. No, I. Flight mode, I ain't gonna take a sip.
You've got Jay Prince with you on that last track. It sounds like you've got a really good working relationship there. What's it like when you sort of invite another artist into your creative space?
I mean, I really learned over the years to work with people that I love and respect and have a relationship with. And so the two collaborations I have on my album are friends of mine. So if anything, it was like a day at the park, because we had a great time. We really enjoy each other's company, and they're really talented people. And so asking them to be on it was easy, and then doing it with them was even better, especially shooting a video with both of them. They're so charismatic and handsome guys, so it was great fun.
Amazing. Well, before we go back to the first collab that you ever did that just changed everything for you, let's hear another huge track of yours where you joined forces with French Montana, Meghan Trainor and Cigala back in 2018. It is, of course, Just Got Paid.
should grow up someday, 'cause I got bills to pay. I can't be waking up at someone else's place. I know I drink too much, can't pay my rent this month. I should be saving up, but I just got paid. I'm broke, but I'm borrowing. Don't know where we're going.
We don't do the wine, crush dinner, top spinner, coupe mean, front griller, got paid, hop the G5 faded, rope chain shell toes, wave you like a sailboat, when you hear the hand, there you go, Montana with the funky sound, Sagala got the London sound.
I should grow up, they say, stuck in my glory days. I know there's nothing wrong, it's just a passing phase, and when I've had my fun, I swear I'll be someone. I know that day will come, but I've just got paid. I'm broke, but I'm falling. Don't know where we're going. We go in when we go out. I just got paid. I'm broke, but I'm falling. Don't know where we're going. We go in when we go out. I just got paid.
Come on.
I just got paid.
Take it.
This is BFBS, the Fortis Station.
At Christmas, walking in the air.
Oh, it is so good, isn't it? And Ella, if you take us straight back to the beginning, when you had your first big break of Rudimental way back in 2013, what was that moment like? Because you were so young, you're so vulnerable entering the music industry at that age. That must have just been a crazy time.
I mean, I think you said it really, like the Rudimental track, Waiting When I was 17, I think, or 18 when that came out. It went to number one. It was like the first thing that I'd really put my voice on. And then I went and performed at the Brit Awards, and then we won. And it was just a whirlwind, you know, that song changed my life. And like, it felt like overnight, even though I had been grinding for a few years before that. But it was just, yeah, I had never anticipated where my life was going to end up. And I did not anticipate at such an early age in my career that it would be that way. So it was a whirlwind, but mm-hmm. I remember particularly the Brit Awards that evening so well, because it was just mind-boggling. I went in with like 8,000 followers on Twitter and came out with like 80,000, because there's no Wi-Fi in the building. So you come out and you're like, oh my god, suddenly all these people know who I am. That's so weird.
I've been waiting all night for you to tell me that you need me, tell me that you want me. I've been waiting all night for you to tell me.
It is iconic, isn't it? Ella Eyre and Rita Mental there with Waiting All Night on BFBS. And not long after that, you brought out Feline. If you could transfer over one track from Feline onto Everything in Time, do you know which one that would be?
All of them. All of them because I love Feline. It has a special place in my heart because it was my first baby and I really loved a lot, all of the songs on that record. But it was at a time when Waiting All Night had done really, really well. And a lot of the songs were not Waiting All Night-esque. They weren't drum and bass. And so my label at the time ended up putting a lot of breakbeat drum patterns on the songs to try and like bridge the gap between Waiting All Night and those songs. And I kind of wish that never happened, you know? I wish that those songs were released in the way that they were intended. And that's kind of what made me wanted to write this next album was like, whilst it's very different and you can tell that I've grown a lot in that time, I still wanted it to be like an ode to what Feline was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's all part of becoming independent, taking control of the narrative and the creative and just doing what I want to do on my terms.
Well, if you are choosing all of them, I will happily narrow it down to together. The opening track from Feline. It is so good. It's got so much energy in it. And it's just the perfect track where you need that extra bit of boost.
It's all right. So many times has it all been said and done. But in the end, it's the fight that's just begun. Understand that it stays like this when the world is so hard to please. In you, my heart has found a home. Cause not a
in the air.
Like
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Now, you've been making music since such a young age. Can you remember some of the first gigs that you went to?
Yeah, it was either S Club 7 or Blue.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure it was S Club 7 because I'm pretty sure I saw Blue at their last concert ever when they were breaking up. But yeah, guilty as charged. I was a pop girly. I loved S Club 7. I just remember like dancing around my mum's bedroom with that album on full pelt and me singing like I had a stage. So yeah. Get down tonight. Uh-huh. Everybody get down tonight.
Just joined, you're listening to the Walking in the Air Christmas special on BFBS with myself, Onamant, and Ella Eyre. And we just had S Club Party to take Ella straight back to her pop days and the first gig that she ever attended. Earlier, you were saying that you were like a bit of a pop girly back in the day. Do you think that sort of played any role in shaping your initial sound?
I mean, a lot of my influences are quite throwback, to be honest. Like, obviously, I love Amy Winehouse. She's quite jazzy, for want of a better word. And, you know, she's really great with her lyrics, very honest, sometimes quite playful, but very raw and vulnerable. So mm-hmm. I take a lot of inspiration from that. But other inspirations are like Andre 3000. I love Outkast. I love all the vocal layers. Like, back in the day, what he was doing, no one else was doing. Mm-hmm. And same with, like, Black Eyed Peas, you know? Like, they always had a really, like, strong, recognizable sound, and I think that's what I really wanted to get from this record, is something that really made it clear what I am about.
Caroline, Caroline, you see Caroline on the Godwood stage, she's Makeup in the mirror and crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to thank you. Don't stay.
His body, but her attitude is potty. When I met her at a party, she was hardly acting naughty. I said, shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you balling? I said, darling, you sound like pausing. Oh, so you're one of them freaks. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peaked. Dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off, this laws must take me for a geek. Quick way to eat, deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week, trick for a treat. No, go on the raw sex, my ace test is flawless. Regardless, we don't wanna get involved with all them lawyers and judges, just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I wanna see your support, bro, and I support you.
Slow. You ain't that fine. No way. No way. No way.
Roses and Outkast there. If we return to the present day, I would like to talk to you about K-pop, because I feel like over the past 3 years or so, there's just been this huge boom of Asian culture within Western pop. I mean, I feel like we couldn't look back at 2025 without mentioning the Boo Boos or K-pop Demon Hunters. Now, you've got the track Kintsugi on your new album, Everything in Time. Is K-pop something that you ever see yourself embracing and leaning more into? Because I know Kintsugi is sort of a Japanese-inspired track.
Do you know what? It's so funny you say that, because I actually went on a writing camp this year. I went to Korea for the first time and did some K-pop writing, and I actually got a song on a girl band's record, new Japanese record, called Lucky. So that was really cool to have my first K-pop cut. I really, really, really enjoyed that camp, because the way that they write music is just so wacky and so bizarre to me, and it almost felt like an out-of-body experience being out there and writing in a way that I don't usually write, and I would love to do some more of it. Kintsugi is very much not K-pop, and the actual concept came from just the word itself. When somebody explained it to me, it means like the art of repairing pottery, repairing broken pottery with gold or silver. And so something that's broken can be made more valuable, more beautiful by the way that it's repaired. And I just thought, what a beautiful metaphor for a lot of the relationships that we will have in our lives. You know, mm-hmm. We always fall out and argue and have disagreements with people, but it's the way that we repair those that can really make something better and more beautiful than it was before.
No, we don't just clash, we collide, yeah, oh. wrong somehow seems alright. Yeah. Oh, ooh, when it gets like that, you and me, we don't hold back. Cracks, they gon' show. Feel them, we go. Suki, yeah, yeah, you and me. Lord, perfectly imperfect people. Oh, don't get scared, bad. We get even, we get even. Ooh, when it gets like that, you and me, we don't hold back. Cracks, they gon' show.
BFBS, the Fawcett Station.
At Christmas, walking in the air.
So good, isn't it? Kintsugi there from Everything in Time. Now, Ella, if you had to narrow down a couple of your favourite tracks on the album, which ones would they be?
Probably Diamonds. I've performed it live quite a lot and I love singing it. I really enjoy the way that it feels and I love the way that people sing it back. So that's a really fun one. And then my other favourite is probably my most latest single, Hell Yeah, just because that was a song that I wrote quite a long time ago when I was still signed to my old label, and I always wanted to release this record as part of an album, but my label didn't want to release an album, so I'm really proud of the journey that I've been on from that moment to now, being able to release it with my album as an independent artist, so it's really cool.
Let's get them on for you now. We heard Hell Yeah as our opening track today, so let's take a listen to Diamonds.
Out there, plenty of them in the sea, they say. So far that I found great whites trying to bite down, but I've been looking for the real damn thing, not a backstreet imitation. I'll wait for the plot twist, ain't right till the shoe fits. No, someday, somewhere, someone's out there shining just for me. So I that's so good, I could take a wooden sand.
another huge track for you there from Everything in Times. That is Diamonds on the Walking in the Air Christmas special. Ella, you mentioned earlier about being an independent artist now. Are there any musicians out there that you're really enjoying watching their journey grow?
I've really enjoyed watching Little Sims. I'm a big fan of her. She's also independent and always has been, so I respect it. You know, I think it's been a really long journey to where she is now, and now she's invincible and well-loved, and I think that's incredibly inspiring because being independent is hard. You know, having limited budgets and having to make things happen in a way that I'm not used to has been challenging, but it's really inspiring to watch people like her and know that she just stuck with it and it finally, you know, worked.
Giving yourself, I think that love is offering your immediate help. I think that love is everything that we need in this world. I think the key is being honest and being yourself. I think love is understanding that people can change and loving them anyway through every stage. I read all about love, then I gave it to Jade. Love is sharing knowledge, there's so much to gain. Love is every time I put pen to the page. If I don't love what I'm doing, then I'm hardly engaged. Yeah, God, you love me though I am flawed. I know I'm not an innocent child, but I am yours. And if you're with me, you are safe. I know my body isn't immortal, but I am brave. I think you know it's real love when it's sincere. I'm a show on my ain't scared, eradicate fear, yeah. Trusting yourself. I think that fear is keeping true information withheld. I think fear can be exposed in abundance of wealth, and then creeps in when you're not loving yourself. Fear can be dressed in a form of protection. Fear can be the culprit of slowing progression. Can be impulsive and be an obsession. I think we fear all the answers, so we don't ask the questions. Yeah, I think that is a lethal weapon. I think we fear being naked from the fear of rejection. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then why are we obsessed with seeking perfection? Fear will probably hear this and feel exposed. Fear works best when love isn't close. But love will never judge you because of your pain. Look in the mirror and say, I'll love you unconditionally every day. I've always been. Why they always wanna hate when the love is? Hear me now, my check, it was 1, 2, 1 mobile, one enough, so I had to get. I remember when they said nothing in life is. Evil spirits cannot enter when your soul is. MJ said he got the tunes, I should pull a pack. Every time I bust a lyric, I've been feeling so. Every time I'm on the stage, I've been feeling so. Auntie Simbi, what she call me when my knees turn. Used to bump the train to college, I would travel for. Never miss a countdown, it was 5, 4. Take off in the air, shout my brother's locked in the can trying to get. There's a war outside, pray that people go. Shout my brother's locked in the can trying to get. There's a war outside, pray that people go. Shout my brother's locked in the can trying to get.
Walking in the air. BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Such dreamy vocals on that, doesn't she? Little Sims and Free there on BFBS, the Forces Station. Now, Ella, Christmas is here. It is upon us at the moment. What was the first Christmas song that you put on this year?
It's always Snow is Falling.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that ding, 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 ding when it starts. The anticipation is really sweet.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun.
You know what? If you're struggling to get in the festive mood this year, a bit of Merry Christmas, everyone, will sort you right out. Now, Ella, I have to ask you some real hard-hitting journalism here, but what are your thoughts on the John Lewis Christmas Act? Because they have got a dance anthem on there, Where Love Lives. And I want to know, is there a world where dance music will ever be Christmassy?
That's a really, really good question, because I'd like to say yes. But I think maybe only for a couple of years or certain years, maybe. I don't think in a classic way, no.
Okay, you're not going to be like going to some Christmas rave anytime soon.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to that, but it depends. If they're playing Christmas rave music, then no. But if they're going to do a rave at Christmas, then I'm down. Let's go.
Have you been?
Alison Limerick there, doing the heavy lifting, transporting us to our Christmas rave with Where Love Lives. I mean, I feel like I can guess the answer to the next question, but if you had to choose between an Ella Fitzgerald classic Christmas track or some Christmas pop, like a bit of Justin Bieber, what side are you falling on?
Oh my God, I have to say Ella Fitzgerald. I mean, I was actually named after Ella Fitzgerald, and I obviously am very inspired by her musicianship, so obviously, bit of classic. Yeah, nice.
Well, before I chuck that on for you for your final track, this is going out across the whole of BFBS, so have you got anything that you want to add to the service personnel who are stationed across our entire forces world?
Merry Christmas to everybody in the forces. I really appreciate everything that you do, and sending lots and lots of love to you on this festive period.
Great, we will get that on for you now. Ella, thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck with the new album, Everything in Time, and with everything that you've got planned for the new year. I will play you out now with some Ella Fitzgerald and the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. With their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.